Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. For many people in North Carolina, the healthcare professional whom they treat as their, quote, family doctor is not a physician. In many instances, the person in question is actually an advanced practice nurse operating under the supervision of a physician, supervision that is often extremely minimal and that allows the nurses in question to operate what are, for all practical purposes, their own healthcare practices. At present, roughly half the states in the U.S. allow nurse practitioners with specific top-of-the-line credentials to diagnose and treat patients without doctor supervision. And as NC Policy Watch investigative reporter Lynn Bonner reported earlier this month, a number of North Carolina lawmakers would like to add our state to the list. Recently, I sat down with Lynn to learn more about this fascinating and important policy debate.
Well, Lynn Bonner, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you have a new story. It's fascinating. I urge people to check it out on NC Policy Watch. It's entitled, Hampered by Opposition from Doctors Groups, Nurse Practitioners Want to Change State Law to Give Them More Freedom to Treat Patients. Who are we talking about here, Lynn? You went out and interviewed some of these nurse practitioners. I see them sometimes referred to as advanced practice registered nurses, but there are different kinds of nurse practitioners. Who are these people and what is their beef with the current system of the way North Carolina regulates them?
Well, there are four advanced practice nurses under this umbrella, certified nurse midwives and nurse practitioners, certified registered nurse anesthetists and clinical nurse specialists. And for years, you know, in groups and by different specialties, they've been trying to gain autonomy from the state practice and law that says that they must be supervised by MDs. Mm-hmm. And they have to have supervision where doctors will agree to be collaborators and be available for consultation and also to agree to quality improvement discussions and paperwork every 6 months. A number of states in the country have agreed that nurse practitioners or these advanced practice nurses can now operate independently of doctors and without that supervision. But, you know, despite years and years of discussing this, and even with a majority of legislators, certainly a majority of House members and at least half of the state senators in North Carolina agreeing that this would be a good idea, this has not advanced very far in North Carolina. Doctors really want to hang on to this, the status quo. Yeah. Saying that this collaboration, they call it, is better for patients. But, you know, in reality, the connection between the supervision and the nurses is really, in some ways, a bit tenuous. And what I was interested in is that, you know, there are these advanced practice nurses who essentially have their own medical practices.
Yeah, that's the thing that was so fascinating. You read the story, and a lot of people probably don't realize this. You think you go to see a medical practice, and it's a doctor's office, and maybe there are nurses there to help. But there are veteran advanced practice nurses, healthcare professionals who've been practicing their trade for decades. They have their own shops, basically. Exactly. Their own, and that's one of the people you interviewed in this story. I think her name was Michelle Taylor Skipper.
She works, you know, with a OBGYN, but has her own slate of patients that she sees at the office, you know, every Wednesday, and has, you know, been in practice for a long time and is kind of a celebrity nurse in the area because she gained some statewide recognition, she and her late husband, for work that they did after the hurricanes, but she was sort of helping setting up shelters and he was feeding people and she got some statewide awards for that. And in Laurinburg, one of the counties over actually has her own patients. But she was telling me that while she can see patients in one county, when a mobile health unit came to her county to Robeson County and, you know, basically parked outside her door, that she could not treat people that she'd known forever, could not treat her neighbors because of the tangle of documents that would be required to get a new supervising doctor, and or she would have to kind of come on as a volunteer. I mean, it was all a huge rigmarole that she would not have faced if she were able to practice autonomously. And one of the other things that really struck me is that in talking to some patients for this story and previous stories, I guess the line between who was actually taking care of you have been blurred. Right. Because I had one of Michelle Skipper's patients call her throughout the interview, Dr. Skipper. Right. And she does have a doctorate. So, yeah, she's Dr. Skipper, but she's also not a medical doctor. For another story that I worked on earlier this year, I was talking to someone who had delivered a baby and was attended by a doula. And she was also attended by a certified nurse midwife. And I was asking about the midwife, and she was talking about the midwife as if the midwife was, you know, the person who was, you know, providing the medical care. So the lines are sort of, you know, who was taking care of you as long as you're getting competent care that you from somebody you trust, whether that's from an MD or an advanced practice nurse. Some of these lines seem to be getting blurred. Another interesting exchange that I had with a registered nurse anesthetist, we were talking about how she practices, and there's 11 hospitals, she said, that have no anesthesiologists. So it's the nurse anesthetist who was actually doing the whole job. And, you know, there are other places in the state doctor's offices where you get anesthesia, and there's not an anesthesiologist there. It's actually the nurse anesthetist. But she was also saying that even in hospitals where there is an MD and anesthetist on staff and somebody who is there to, you know, be in the hospital, there are times when she is responsible for administering the anesthesia, but must wait for the doctor to be in the room before she administers it because of the way the hospital bills. And this really kind of really brought home that healthcare is a business. When you say that an advanced nurse can do something without a doctor that doctors are used to doing, then it gets into this whole issue of scope of practice. Those are some of the most brutal fights in the legislature and throughout the country. I mean, I remember maybe about 5 years ago, optometrists wanted to be able to do some eye surgeries. An ophthalmologist built this huge wall, had just a huge campaign to prevent it. And some of the same issues were at play there as there are here. The issue about, well, do they get enough training? Let's look at their education. And how do we know that they are really qualified to do this? You know, the doctor is saying, well, we've gone through all of these years of, you know, medical school and residency and clinical training, and, you know, how much do these other people do? So when you say that somebody can do something that you're used to doing, it might mean that you'll be doing less of it and being paid for fewer of these things. So billing and, you know, having somebody else do the job that you are used to doing solely is an issue.
We're talking with Lynn Bonner, investigative reporter for NC Policy Watch, who wrote a recent story entitled Hampered by Opposition from Doctors Groups, Nurse Practitioners Want to Change State Law to Give Them More Freedom to Treat Patients. It's clear from your story that many of the lines that are drawn pretty much elevate form over substance. In many instances, the supervision that's provided in some technical way by a medical doctor to the nurse practitioners in some of these cases is very, very minimal. And it's pretty clear that they are effectively practicing on their own. So there's now legislation that's been introduced in the General Assembly, 24 states and Washington, D.C. allow nurse practitioners to diagnose and treat patients without doctor supervision. Did you get any sense that there's any likelihood that North Carolina will make itself the 25th state, or this is a battle that's going to be a pitched fight for a while yet?
It is so hard to know because, you know, these bills have gotten support for years and years. yet never move or don't move very far. So it may be that the SAVE Act, you know, this committee that's looking at this, and part of the issue is whether this autonomy for nurse practitioners will in some way address rural county shortages of medical providers.
Right.
And there are, you know, differing views of that. You know, some are saying, well, if you allow this, the nurse practitioners are just going to go where they've always been and will concentrate in urban counties. While, you know, there was this older report that said that nurse practitioners increased providers in rural areas. So it's hard to know, but there might be this bundle of recommendations that comes out of this legislative committee. You know, this legislation might be part of that. I mean, it seems to be pretty popular, and it has obviously has bipartisan support, but again, facing really, really fierce opposition.
Lynn Bonner is an investigative reporter for NC Policy Watch and one of the best reporters in our state on the issue of healthcare, healthcare policy. You can find all of her stories at ncpolicywatch.com, including this most recent story about the interesting situation that confronts nurse practitioners in North Carolina. Lynn, thanks so much. We know you'll be watching this issue as the General Assembly session proceeds this spring, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again on where this battle goes.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Coming up next, what's behind the inflation that's afflicting the economy? We'll learn about some of the factors you probably hadn't considered with economist Patrick McHugh. Don't go away.